Okay, let's learn Daf Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis as we continue to go on in Maseches Tainis. These are the challenging sugyas about the rain and the wind. We're going to have more entertaining stories later on in the Masechta, but we got to get through these dafim about the wind and the rain and the dew and all of that stuff. So we mentioned in the last year that we do have to talk about rain in Shmoneh Esrei during certain seasons because there's a rainy season. There's a certain time of year where it rains and a certain time of year where it doesn't rain. But we never require to talk about the dew and the wind because the dew and the wind always happen. They never stop. So we saw last time, how do we know that the dew always happens and never stops? From a pasuk about Eliyahu HaNavi. So now the Gemara picks up, Ruchos, or Ella Ruchos, the Ella is in parentheses in the fourth line. Ruchos mi nolan delomi atzri. How do I know that wind never stops? Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi answers, Da Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, when Hashem was saying in Nevuah to Zechariah HaNavi, Ki ka'arba ruchos ha-shamayim pirasti eschem nu'um Hashem. That Hashem is saying, I spread you around like the four ruchos of heaven. Ma'ika amalu. So what was Hashem trying to say? That the Jewish people are spread like the four ruchos. Ile ma'achi kamar l'akadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael. If you say that Hashem was saying to Klal Yisrael the following, dibidar tinchu ba'ar baruch edialma, that I spread you around in the four directions of the world. Ihachi ke arba be arba mi bayilei. Instead of saying I spread you like the four ruchos, he should have said I spread you in the four ruchos. Meaning, if ruchos over here just means directions, and Hashem is saying I spread the Jewish people over all the directions of the world, it should not have said I spread you like the four ruchos. It should have said I spread you in the four ruchos. Elahachi kamer. This is what it must mean to say. Kishem she'ief sholi olam below ruchos, just like the world cannot exist without ruchos, without winds, kach ief sholi olam below Yisrael. Let's make that a concept. That's a great concept. Kishem she'ief sholi olam below ruchos, just like the world can't exist without winds, so too the world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. But you do see from there that winds can never cease. The winds will. There's not a windy season. There's always wind. So main point number two, the Jews are compared to the wind because it's impossible for the world to exist without Klal Yisrael or without wind. Now the Gemara is going to return to the Braisa we mentioned in the last year, that the Chachamim never require us to talk about the dew or the wind. But if you want to talk about it in the Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach, since there's no chiyuv to talk about the dew or the wind, so the following halachos are true. B'yimos HaChama, during the summertime, from Pesach until Sukkot, Omar Mashav HaRuach, Ein Machzir Noso. If you say Mashav HaRuach, we don't make you go back to the beginning of the bracha again and daven again, skipping Mashav HaRuach, because Ruach always makes sense. There's always wind. Even in the summertime, there's wind. So that tefillah is fine. Omar Morid HaGeshem, if in the summertime, though, you say Morid HaGeshem, well, then you're talking about rain in the summertime, Machzir Noso. Then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, say it again, and skip Morid HaGeshem this time. B'yimos HaGeshamim, in the wintertime, between Sukkot and Pesach, Lo Amar Mashav HaRuach, if you skipped Mashav HaRuach, Ein Machzir Noso. We don't make you repeat it, because, again, you could choose to talk about wind or not talk about wind whenever you want. But Lo Amar Morid HaGeshem, but if you don't say the words Morid HaGeshem, you don't talk about rain in the wintertime, Machzir Noso. That's the rainy season. You got to talk about rain, so we make it repeat Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo od el afilu amar ma'avir haruach mafriach hatal ein machzir noso. Even if someone davens that the ruach won't blow at all, or that the dew won't fall, we don't make him go back because it's silly. Meaning his tefillah doesn't help at all because the dew and the wind is always going to happen. Whatever you daven for that it shouldn't happen, it doesn't matter. It's happening, so we're not going to make you repeat if you daven that the dew or the rain shouldn't come. Main point number three. Since wind is constant, saying or not saying Mashav HaRuach is never ma'akev. Meaning saying or not saying Mashav HaRuach is never going to make a difference, make you go back in Shmoneh Esrei, because wind is a constant. Tana, we learned in a brisa, ba'avim uvaruchos lochivu chacham lahaskir, the Chacham don't make us talk about the clouds or the winds in our Shmoneh Esrei, the imbala haskir maskir, but if you want to talk about the cloud and the winds, we can. My time, mishum lomeatri, the mishum lomeatri, because they don't stop, they're always there, so they don't have any effect in the tefillah anyway, because it's always going to be there. So ask the Gemara, the lomeatri, is that really true? Do clouds and winds never stop? Vatani Rav Yosef, didn't Rav Yosef learn the pasuk as follows? The pasuk says, Va'atsar es ha-shamayim. The pasuk starts, V'chara af ha-shamachem. When Hashem gets angry at us, Va'atsar es ha-shamayim, he'll stop the heavens from making it rain. It's important to know what that pasuk means, right? That's a pasuk we should have on the tips of our tongues. Va'atsar es ha-shamayim, that when God gets angry, he stops the rain from coming. So we darshan, min ha'avim u min aruchos, that the, what does it mean that the heavens stop? It means that clouds and winds aren't going to come, that Hashem is going to stop the clouds and stop the winds, not only the rain. So the Braisa says, Ata Omer mina av mina ruchos ve'en al mina matar. How do you know that it's talking about the winds and the clouds? Maybe it just means that Hashem is going to stop the rain, but the wind and the clouds is still going to come. No, how do I know that it's about the winds and the clouds? Kishu Omer v'lo yeh matar. Pasuk then goes on to say, and it will not rain. Sorry, matar Omer. So there's another phrase in the pasuk that says that it's not going to rain. So we already know it's not going to rain. Hamani mekayim v'atzaras hashemayim. So what do I do with the phrase v'atzaras hashemayim? It must mean mina avim u'mina ruchos, that the heavens are going to stop from clouds and from winds. So says Gemara, but wait a second. Kasha ruchos haruchos, kasha avim ha'avim. We now have a double contradiction. We just got through saying before in a braisa that the winds and the clouds never stop. And now we're saying that when Hashem gets angry at us, the winds and the clouds do stop. So the Gemara answers, Avma avim lo kasha. It's not a contradiction about the clouds. Habacharfi, the braisa that says that the clouds never stop, is talking about the early clouds that come before the rain. And Habaafli, the braisa that says that sometimes the clouds do stop, that's talking about the later clouds that come after the rain that are just good for the ground. Ruchos, so that's it's talking about two different types of clouds. Some types of clouds stop and aren't always going to exist, and other types of clouds don't stop and will always exist. Ruchos are ruchos lo kasha, the wind, and the wind is not a kasha, meaning the brisa that says the wind will stop doesn't contradict the brisa that says the wind will not stop. Haberuach mitsuya, haberuach she'enu mitsuya, another important concept. Ruach she'enu mitsuya. One, the braisa that says that the winds will never stop is talking about a normal wind. The ruach mitsuya is a normal wind. The braisa that says wind will stop is talking about an abnormal wind, like hurricane winds or something like that. That doesn't always come. That will stop. So that's what we call ruach she'enu mitsuya. So the concept of ruach she'enu mitsuya is very high force winds. That comes up a lot in Maseches Baba Kama. So it says Gemara, ruach she'enu mitsuya. There's always a need for a high force wind. Chazi lebeidari, it helps the granaries when you need to separate the kash from the tvua, which is the like shells and the straw from the grain, from the kernels of grain. You would throw it up into the wind, and the wind would blow away the lighter straw, and the grain would just fall to the ground, and that would be a good way of separating things. So it says Gemara, how could the ruach she'enu mitsuya stop? Don't we need it? So Gemara says, no, efshar b'navasa. We can also winnow by using a sieve to sift out the kernels from the whatever you call it, from the straw. We don't need to throw it in the wind. So the wind is not always really needed. The heavy winds aren't always really needed. Okay, main point number four. Pre-rain clouds never stop, but post-rain clouds can stop. A ruach mitsuya, common wind, never stops, but a ruach she'ena mitsuya, unusually strong wind, can stop, and we would just separate the grain manually. Tana, back in the Gemara, Tana, Havma, Ruchos Shnios L'Matar, the clouds and the winds are next to rain. The best thing for the ground is clouds and winds. Clouds and winds are fantastic for the ground. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what kinds of clouds and winds are good for the ground? That are almost as good as rain for the ground. Amru Ula Vitem Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says, and some say Rabbi Yehuda says, we're talking about the clouds and winds, Debasar Mitra, that comes after rain. So the Gemara says, L'Memer Debal, you see, are clouds and winds after rain good? Vaksiv, but doesn't it say in the curses in Sefer Devarim when Hashem is telling us all the bad things that are going to happen to us if we don't listen to what Hashem says? Doesn't it say one of the terrible things that's going to happen is Yitein Hashem es mitar artzucha Avak va'afar, that instead of rain, Hashem is going to make dirt and dust come from the sky. Vamrulu vitem Rav Yehuda, and Ula says, and some say Rav Yehuda explains, what does that mean? Zika de basar mitra, it means that it's going to blow, a wind is going to blow after the rain. So we see it's a curse to have wind after the rain. How can you say that it's a good thing to have clouds and wind after rain? It's one of the horrible curses if we don't listen to what Hashem says. Says Gemara lo kasha. Hadda asa nicha, hadda asa razia. When the Brisa says that wind after rain is good, and it's almost as good as the rain itself, that's when the wind blows softly, and it doesn't make dirt come up and dirty all the fruits and all the grains. Hadda asa razia, but when Rav Yehuda says that wind after rain is bad and is a curse, that's when it blows very, very strong, and all the dirt comes up and gets all over the fruits and ruins everything. Hadda mala avak, Hadalomala avak. Another way of saying it is, a wind that causes dirt to come up is no good. A wind that doesn't cause dirt to come up is good. So main point number five, soft winds after rain are almost as good as rain, but strong winds after rain are a curse. Further now, Vamrav Yuda, more about winds. Zika de basar mitra kamitra. Wind after rain, that blows right after rain, is almost as good as rain itself. It's fantastic. Eva de basar mitra kamitra. Clouds that come right after rain, also fantastic, almost as good as rain itself. Shimsha de basar mitra kitre mitri. When the sun shines after rain, it's like it rained twice. It's so good when the sun shines after rain. So the mutemai. Well, wait a second. So then what's bad after rain? Meaning, if wind is good after rain, and rain is good after, and sun is good after rain, and so what's bad after rain? What don't we want after rain? What's Rebbe coming to tell me isn't good? So the Mute Gili Delele, it's coming to tell me that that lightning is no good, that a comet, I think it means, is no good after rain. Vishimsha debeni kirchi, or the sun that peeks through the clouds, that's no good after rain. So that's a bad thing to happen after rain. So main point number six, wind, clouds, and sun are great after rain. But lightning and the sun peeking through the clouds are not good after the rain. And one last little piece about what happens after the rain. Amarava, mali talgaliture kicham shemitri la'ara. Snow is as good for mountains as five rains are for regular land. Shenemar, kila shelag yomar, hevei eretz v'geshe matar v'geshe mitros uzo. The pasuk compares the snow to five different rains, because it says in the pasuk rain five different times. It says geshem, matar, geshem, again, and then it says mitros, which is plural, so it's another two rains. Mitros is like saying matar another two times. So the pasuk is telling us that when the snow comes down on the mountaintops, it's like rain coming down on the earth five times. It's fantastic. Snow is really fantastic for the mountaintops. Okay, so let us do main point number seven, and then we'll stop with that. Main point number seven, snow on the mountaintops is five times better than rain. And Bez Hashem will pick up from Ve'amarava next time. Ve'amarava, two lines from the bottom, next time. Okay, great.